online, mobile, on demand. This is SFMSports.net.
First of all, thank you for coming. And sorry that we're so late, but we tried to do a post-game ritual that we didn't really do last year. They rushed us off, and we wanted to make sure that we did that this year. What a great victory. I want to give glory to God first, and then these kids are tremendous. My family, who lets me spend unendless hours away from family, which is cool. But we want the old-fashioned way today. You know, there wasn't any spectacular things that we did. We ran off tackle, and we ran off tackle with a big fullback, and we kept the ball out of Frederick Douglass's hands, which was our best defense. If they don't have the ball, they can't use the ball. And it was amazing to watch. We have done that before in the past. You know, lately here, though, we've got the pleasure of watching 90-yard runs, 80-yard runs, 70-yard runs. We score quick. But today we did it the old school fashion way, and hat goes off the offensive line. And Rain and those halfbacks that blocked their tails off, Poling and Alex Barnes, and they did a wonderful, wonderful job. And I'm very proud of them. And I hope that when they get up front of this microphone, they'll display some humility and some actually fun, and you guys can be entertained by them. So that's it.
Coach, what happened about the time with the injury, and talk about his pick and his forced fumble?
All right. He had a high ankle sprain, and we don't the pick was we didn't capitalize on that, but it stopped their drive, which is good. And he read that, and we had pressure that time. And the big thing about getting interceptions is pressure. And Todd read it and picked it off. And then the forced fumble, we don't practice a lot of stripping. We should do more of it. But Ty knew how to strip, and he stripped it. And I actually had the pleasure of watching the video replay back, and it was a true fumble. It wasn't his knee wasn't down. It was a tremendous effort. We found ways to win, and when Ty was in there, he helped out with those ways, other than running 90 and 80 and 70-yard runs. It was a good thing to watch.
Coach, how were you able to keep the running back in check?
We watch a lot of film. And we know how tough he is. And our defensive line did a great job listening to Coach McKinney. And we stayed in our run lanes, and we didn't let cutbacks happen. And our linebackers knew where he was going, and we were all over it.
Coach, you talk about Rain. You know, we're so used to seeing the big runs by Alex and by Ty. Rain only sophomore, huge game. Can you talk about his performance?
Rain is a tremendous athlete and a tough kid. He had a hampered shoulder injury, arm actually, it's a tricep injury last year. And today it was bothering him, and the coaches were just kind of ignoring him when he wanted to come out a little bit. But he stayed in there and toughed it out. He is only a sophomore, and he knows, and I'll talk to him later, and he already knows I'm going to talk to him. You know, we have a lot of growing to do. And a sophomore is when there's all this around. You know, it sometimes makes it grow a little bit, and hopefully that doesn't happen to Rain. And I hope Ty and Alex and Rashawn and all those guys are good examples.
I can see you getting a little emotional. I know it's a good deal. You and I talked last year. Last year's 14-0 was history for you guys. Now 28-0, the back-to-back state titles. You said you couldn't answer my question on Wednesday, so I'm going to ask you again. What do you think this means for the history of these two teams in the history of Fort Knox?
It means a lot for these kids, I think. But we don't try to grow legacies behind records. We try to go legacies with, maturity and perseverance and those kind of things. We talk about those things. And 28-0 is awesome. And I hope that they can talk about that to their family down the road and not all their friends somewhere where they shouldn't be. So that's the big goal. I don't know. That's for you guys to decide about that kind of thing. Certainly not me.
Coach, how's this season different from last year?
We lost, I think, 13 or 14 seniors that were in key positions. And though that we had a lot of people back and we had some key people back, we still had some key positions to fill. And we got hurt early in the year. You know, one of our best football players tore his ACL early in the year, Ryan Smith. And we had to look around and find answers. And we had a left tackle had a torn meniscus, and he didn't play the first four games. So we found depth through adversity. And really, we talk about that all the time. finding ways to survive through adversity. And the kids certainly did that early. And I think they played their best football game today as a team after they got some continuity and really worked hard together to fill those holes that we had early in the year.
Coach, when you look back at the time of his career and the games, and the emotions and the injury and projecting it ahead to Maryland, how good do you feel about him playing here in Baltimore tonight?
Ty's a great kid, and I think his work ethic will make him a success on the football field and off later on. His performance in, I'm going to let Ty talk about that kind of stuff, and he'll probably do a real good job of it. But, you know, we're rooting him on, and I kind of want Maryland tickets later on. So I hope he does well, and he sends some tickets my way when I have a few moments to go watch it.
Coach, did Frederick Douglass make any adjustments this year compared to what they did last year in game plan one?
I thought they ran the ball better this year. Throughout the whole entire season, they ran the ball. They have some linemen. I don't want to say they brought some people in, but they have some linemen that are bigger this year, and they wall you off. And it's hard to find McFadden. He's 5'6". He's low center of gravity, and he runs the ball with a lot of power. And hiding behind that big offensive line, they do a good job. They lost a great quarterback in Cameron West. I don't know where he went to. But this quarterback did a good job when you gave him time. And they have a great receiver, number 5. But I thought, if you're going to talk about them overall, I think they ran the ball better this year, and I thought they played better defense this year. I know it doesn't show in the score, but they made some adjustments this year defensively that were much better than they were last year.
Coach, you talked about your all's response in the second half. Douglass was kind of with that touchdown, a 2-point conversion late in the first. You guys came out in the second half and really turned on the offense and kind of helped into defense. So can you talk about maybe what the difference was in the halves?
I think it's just individual effort, looking to theirself. A lot of times when you're Fort Hill, the kids get the persona of the community and they say, we're supposed to win. And then when you get down 14-8 at halftime, and you're wondering, oh, it's a close game. And we challenged them at halftime, and they simply just did a good job meeting the challenges. I don't think it was anything scheme-wise. It was just their effort.
Did you ever dream to find yourself a fullback running in the state championship game like you did in the second half? Seems like an odd way to end up.
Mm-hmm. We had some early injuries that set us back. One game I just had to step up. And just been giving my hardest every week. And I'm glad that we got to this point. I'm glad we brought that second state championship home. And I love all these guys as a family. You know, I couldn't have done any of this without them, especially the line. I want to give them a shout out. You know, so that's about it.
Rain, I mean, I know, you know, talking to coach, you guys don't like to sing out individual performances or anything like this, but as a sophomore, like I said, you're so used to seeing outs and having the big runs. Is this ever something that you thought could happen in your first state championship game?
Not really. We just kind of go with the flow, and whatever the other team gives us, we're going to take advantage of it. And tonight, I mean, the holes are there, the blocks are there, so I just took advantage of it.
Ty, how big was it to have experience from last year, not only winning it, but having that experience coming to M&T Bank Stadium? Was this still a really big deal to you guys, or was it just another game?
Oh, it's always a big deal. You know, every game we take very seriously, and us five being here last year, we knew they were athletic, we knew they were fascinating, we knew they can have that big play capability. And that, going from last year, we knew if we, you know, tweak some things on defense, offense, we can, you know, hopefully come with a win, and, you know, that was the result.
Talk about the emotion of your injury there. How tough is
that? It's, I might crack a song, but, I mean, I love these guys right here, and I always want to give my best for them, and going out and then the trainer telling me I can't go back in, and it's not worth it, you know. I was telling him, just tape me up, you know, tape my ankle and tape around the shoe and everything, and he was like, no. And it's just, it's heartbreaking because, you know, it's the last game, senior year, and, you know, I'd give anything for these guys. Oh, this is just, you know, we knew they were pinned on the, you know, in the red zone, but we know as their, you know, big play capability, we, if he's standing up, go for the ball.
I got to ask, was that you that I heard yelling at the sideline towards was it?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. Now, I know you probably can't tell me word for word what you said, but can you kind of give me the gist of what you were saying to everyone?
Oh, that was the heat of the moment. It was just, you know, everyone was sitting on the sidelines, and, you know, it was cold out, and, you know, you get cold just standing there. Yeah. And, you know, I was just telling them, you know, it's a family. You cheer for one another. And even though you're cold, you know, cheer for them and stop feeling pity for yourself. And we worked so hard in the offseason not to go home with a loss on our record. And I think that was a big part of me doing all that.
Sean, let me ask you about the key pass to the left that you couldn't find anybody. Mm-hmm. You turn around and throw a touchdown. But is that just, hey, trying to find somebody at that point?
Yeah, I couldn't find anybody to my left. They say Ty was wide open, but my half's, you know, 74. He's 6'4". I couldn't see over. I'm only 6'1". And so I turned back around, and I saw my twin brother just flaring out. I said, oh, he's open. So just give him a little toss, and there he went in for it. So.
For Sean, I've never seen that quarterback slash nose guard combination.
Yeah.
Speaks about your toughness, but can you tell us a little bit about defense, about your
own
offensive quarterback and
you're
on defense and you're right there in front of the center
of the
mug.
For
sure, it's a
pretty
difficult job too.
Yeah, right. Defense, I give 110%. You know, that's where I like to see that. You know, I let these, you know, I let them block and I hand the ball off to them. They can do their own thing. You know, I'll give a fake, but defense is that's where I play. And
you like playing defense?
I love playing defense, yes. Yeah, especially at Fordham.
Alex? I just have one quick one for you. You guys, I mean, we talk about it a lot. I know the media talks about it, but Fort Hill, the programs and around system 30s, it's a legacy. You have a lot of young kids coming back. What do you hope to leave them with once you guys are gone?
I want to leave them with the tradition. Fort Hills are known for their tradition, carrying on the tradition, keeping the kettle, just going in every day, getting the dedication that you know you're supposed to put in. So I just want to give them the experience and show them that if you work hard, you can end up how we ended up today.
Thank you.